Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you have a favorite hymn? I'm sure most of you do. At least one favorite hymn. We love to sing praises to God. It's one of those great gifts that he gives us. I myself, I tend to not sing too loud. But, you know, sometimes a joyful noise is just that, a joyful noise. Jesus in our gospel, he's on the road. And we could sing, you know, on the road again. Because that's what Jesus is. He's on the road again. He is walking on his way to Jerusalem. And this whole section of Luke, as we've been going through, I've said a few times, but I'll remind us, is they're called the travel narratives of Jesus. Because as he's going through this whole section of Luke, he's always on the move. He's always on the go from one point to the next. But there's always a destination. If you notice, as you're reading through the Gospel of Luke, he is always on his way to Jerusalem. It's almost like one of those things, all roads lead to Jerusalem, right? That's what everything points to Jerusalem. And here in this particular section of Luke, everything that Jesus is doing, saying, where he's going, the people he's interacting with, all point him to Jerusalem and what's going to happen there. The ultimate sacrifice and crucifixion, the death and resurrection of Jesus, that's what he's aiming at. That's where he's fixed. And so as he's going, he encounters all sorts of people. And here today, we find Jesus on the road. It says, on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. Now, we might sort of read that and go, okay, incidental maybe, or just geographical, just sort of get us, you know, where is Jesus on this? But I want to sort of not gloss over any of the words of Scripture as incidental. Jesus is on his way between Galilee and Samaria, and he's on his way to Jerusalem. Galilee and Samaria aren't incidental. It's not just geographic. There's something important about where Jesus is in today's reading. Sometimes we'll say, we're between a rock and a hard place, right? We're caught between two worlds. We're in between and walking a tight. We're sort of in between this way and that way. Jesus here is between Galilee and Samaria. They're two very different places. Even though they're closely located, they're very, very different. Somebody might say, you're between Eugene and Springfield. Now, for those of you who have lived here a long time, know that Eugene and Springfield are two very different places, right? Yes, yeah, we know that. We kind of have to admit it. You're in church. You're between two very different places. So picture it that way. Jesus finds himself between two very, very different places. Galilee to the north, which is a Jewish stronghold, not as much as Judah down in Jerusalem, Judea, that area, but still, this is where he chose his disciples from, Galilee, around the sea, this area up north, I suppose is a way you could say it. This is where he found the disciples who would follow him and become the apostles. This is where Jews recognize their Jews. They know who they are. They go to their synagogues. They worship faithfully, yet they carry on their ordinary lives, right? Jesus found his disciples as fishermen. He found his disciples as tax collectors. He found his disciples as people doing normal things. They weren't a particularly fine group of individuals. They were who God called to follow Jesus. And so, Galilee to the north, the regular people, the right side of the tracks. And he finds himself in between Galilee to the north and Samaria, whoa, wait a minute. Samaria to the south, you know those Samaritans. Always that sort of punchline of jokes, insults. They actually tried to insult Jesus by calling him a Samaritan who had a demon. They were really trying to dig at him there. Those Samaritans. The Samaritans who shouldn't help anybody, nor should we help them with anything. They were those people. Those people on the wrong side of the tracks. Those Southerners. Those Californians who come up here into Eugene. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. That's why there's laughter, right? We all have those ideas. Those Samaritans, the wrong people, the group that sort of were Jews, but not really. Those who, if you didn't have to go through that area, you wouldn't. That part of town, that part where you try and take the highway out around it, you don't want to drive through it. And yet, here is where Jesus spends a lot of time. John chapter 4, the woman at the well, where was he? Samaria. He passes through a Samaritan village and they welcome him in. They invite him to stay 2 days longer after he revealed who he was. Jesus didn't mind going through Samaria. But those disciples who are walking with him, Jesus, do we have to go through Samaria again? Can't we go out around it? Can't we go past it? Can't we just avoid Samaria? And here in Luke chapter 17, he is passing along between Galilee and Samaria, between two very different places, two very different groups of people with his disciples. How many of us have been between Samaria and Galilee? How many of us have been between those two very difficult places? The family you love and Jesus. Sometimes they're together, sometimes they're not. Have you been walking that road between two very different places, trying to keep the peace, not wanting to upset the apple cart, not wanting to talk about those things that we're not really supposed to talk about when we sit together at the dinner table or when we're around the conference table or whether we're at the restaurant? These are things that we're just going to not talk about those places. We're not going to talk about Jesus and faithfulness and all of these things, and we're not going to talk about all of the hard stuff and the challenges, and we're just going to keep the peace and everything's going to be good. We're going to walk the road between. That's how we do it. That's how we walk the road between. We walk the road between those two places, trying not to touch either. It's like walking down the aisle of an airplane. You know, you walk down kind of not wanting to touch anybody, not wanting anyone to touch you. You sort of squeeze in, and that's how we walk it. Have you ever felt that tension in your shoulders after a day of trying to walk that tightrope of not saying something that you know is going to cause trouble? Not mentioning going to church again because you know that just makes people angry? Or not mentioning the sin that you see over here because you know that makes people angry? And so you tense up and you walk that road between. And that's how we do it. And that's how we feel. Sometimes we feel that way even coming into church. We feel it here in our shoulders. We're tense. That sin in us that wants to avoid any type of conflict or trouble, that wants to avoid any type of personal discussion, that wants to avoid anything that might expose us to anything else. We want to keep it all inside. But Jesus walks this road very differently. He walks this road with his arms open wide, touching both the north and the south. He walks this road collecting as he goes, gathering as he encounters, talking, sharing, calling things out when he needs to, praising God when he wants to. He gathers all of this together. Jesus walks this road, arms open wide. And he does that for you and for me. For you and me who would rather walk the road like this, Jesus walks it like this. Not to say, here's how you should walk the road. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I'm walking this road this way because you can't. You can't walk the road this way. The sin in you, the struggle that you feel, you can't do it this way. Only I can. And we remember where Jesus is going. He's going to Jerusalem, to the cross. So there's only one way to walk that road when you're going to the cross, and that's with arms wide open. Because he's not going to get there walking like this. And if he doesn't get there, none of us get there. So Jesus opens his arms to the north and to the south and walks the road between. Call it what you want, the haves and the have-nots. Those people and these people. Eugene and Springfield. I'm not even going to point to which one is where. It's up to you. Oregon and California. We love our Californians. Jesus walks that road. But then something happens. Something happens as he's walking the road between the two. On his way to Jerusalem, arms open wide, he encounters a third group of people. 10 of them. Who are they? We don't know. We know one of them is a Samaritan. We find that out later. We don't know who the other 9 are because they're all included in one group. Where they're from doesn't matter at this point. They're lepers. They don't fit anywhere. They don't fit here and they don't fit there. They don't fit anywhere. They're outcasts. The disease that they have makes them outcasts. Nobody wants to be by them. And they don't want to be by anybody. You notice they stand far off the road and shout towards Jesus. They are outcast completely. The lepers. Not only are they those people, but they are those of those people. People that nobody wants to come in contact with. People that you'd rather avoid at all costs. But then there's Jesus again. What does he do? Does he ignore them? Does he walk by them and act as if they don't exist? Does he close his eyes and his ears? We say those things because that's what we do when we encounter those people, right? And we have to admit it. Once again, we're in church. We got to be honest and say, yes, all too often when we encounter those people, what we do is try and pretend like they're not there. Or we blame them for their situation. Imagine blaming the lepers. It's your fault. Oh, wait, that's what they did, right? They must have done something to get leprosy. They must have had some sin somewhere that gave them this disease because otherwise they would be healthy. They would be happy. But no, they have this disease, so it must be something wrong with them that made them outcasts. See, they did it back then. We do the same thing. People haven't changed. Sin is still sin. We still struggle with it. But then again, we remember, where is Jesus going? He's going to Jerusalem. What is he going to do there? He's going to die on the cross for the sins of who? The people to the north? Yes. The people to the south? Yes. The outcast lepers? Yes. He's going there to die for the sins of the whole world. That's why he's going to Jerusalem. That's why he's between Samaria and Galilee. That's why the lepers are there for him to encounter so that he can heal them, so that they can know why he's going to Jerusalem. So whether it's Eugene, Springfield, Oregon, California, up north, down south, out east, out west, doesn't matter. This side of the mountain or the other side. However we want to categorize it, it doesn't matter to Jesus. He's going to Jerusalem to die for all of them, for you and for me, so that we can all be gathered together. We can all be included in that sins of the whole world. We can all have that forgiveness and that grace that's given to us. Jesus walks the road that only he can walk, so that one day we'll walk together with him. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and guide us always as we walk along the road, knowing that he walks with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we lift up our voices with hymn 695.